Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and this week I kind of want to continue building on what we've been going over in the last few weeks and kind of narrow it down and focus it and make it hopefully extremely practical. And so we focused on, you know, getting a plan, and you know, over the course of this podcast, previous podcasts, I've talked about you really need to have a plan. And if you're going to try and attempt to tackle what the academy is going to throw at you, you have to have a plan. If you don't have a plan before you get to Oklahoma City, it is really, really incredibly difficult to try to come up with one while you're going through all that, because it's intense. It's been described as trying to take in information that they shoot at you from a fire hose. It is that amount of information. It's that amount of information every single day, and you have to try to figure out how to take that all in, digest it, so to speak, and be able to regurgitate that out in the form of being able to run scenarios, either non-radar or radar, or tower with tabletop scenarios and simulator scenarios. And it's difficult. It's extremely difficult. And that's why I've talked over and over the course of these podcasts about having a plan and about being ready to take on what the FAA is going to throw at you. And so this week, I want to, you know, kind of relate something that kind of happened to me in a totally different area. And yet, you know, those of you that have listened to these podcasts, you know that's what I do. I find stuff, whether it's leadership with John Maxwell, whether it's, you know, other things, I try to take that in, and I'm constantly looking for things to learn. And I try and take that in and then try to figure out how I can make that applicable to help you and to make it where you can use it, whatever that is, to get through the academy and to get, you know, through training, to get through the beginning of your career as an air traffic controller. And this week, it happened to be and revolve around an activity tracker. And it hit me. Oh, yes. So what you really need when you're going through the academy is an activity tracker. Because if you just look at the goal of passing the academy, it's a huge goal. It's a great goal, but you don't have the details of how to get there. And it's difficult to get there on your own. And so as I, you know, try to whittle this down to the bare of, you know, the bare ideas of what it's going to take for you to accomplish that goal. You know, like I said, if you've listened to these podcasts, you know, it's about doing what you have to do each day and being intentional about each day. And that's been a big word of mine for the last few weeks, is being intentional about every day. And so, you know, this training that I'm actually going through, it has an activity tracker for me to fill out. And it really kind of focuses what I need to work on, you know, in that particular part of my life. And I went, oh, wait, you know, I can use that to help students. Because one thing you have to realize about the academy is it's not just one big bite of, you know, passing, getting to that score of 70. It's not just one big bite. It's a lot of small bites. It's a lot of small steps. It's a lot of small activities. And so what I've been looking at is coming up with an academy activity tracker. And so I've got one developed for the non-radar portion of the En route Academy, and I've got one developed for the radar portion of the En route Academy. I don't have the information yet, all the information that I would need to do a tower one, but I'm also in the process, in the final stages of coming up with one for an activity tracker of what you can work on before you get to the academy, before basics. During basics, concentrate on basics. Concentrate, because there is a pass-fail test at the end of it. So during basics, concentrate on that. But before you get there, there are things that you can concentrate on. And I've talked about it before. You work on the map. You work on phraseology. You know, as far as phraseology, as far as the alphabet. You know, and those are the two main things to work on. But then also work on scheduling, you know, come up with a schedule, come up with, you know, solidifying your belief that you want to be at the academy and that you want to be an air traffic controller. And if you can work on those and get those set before you go to Oklahoma City, I think you'll be just leaps and bounds ahead of everyone else. And so you do that before the academy, then during basics, concentrate on basics, concentrate on passing basics, okay? And then when you get into non-radar, and my activity tracker is really going to be based on the scenarios and what you need for the scenarios. But as you go through the lessons at the very beginning, you know, most students who go there and who have not listened to this podcast and have not heard me talk about what to do before you get to Oklahoma City, i.e. the map, they have to concentrate on learning the map that first week and a half, 2 weeks. It's actually 2.5 weeks. And if you've already gotten the map, you get to go on. Refresh the map. Make sure the map stays fresh. Make sure the map stays fresh, always. Even after the map test, make sure the map stays fresh. Work on those diamond mileages. Work on, you know, just the radials and everything else. But if you've worked on that before you get to Oklahoma City, then when you are in Oklahoma City, you get to progress past it. You don't have to do that first step. You get to be on step two. And you will be ahead of probably 75-80% of your class by doing that, just by doing that one thing. That's why I harp on it so much. But when you get to non-radar, what my activity tracker is going to focus on are the different things that you're going to be doing during the scenarios. And if you're not at Oklahoma City, these won't make a whole lot of sense to you, but they will when you get there. But you're going to have Byerly departures. You're going to have Vicksburg departures, Greenwood departures, Jackson departures, Monroe departures, Jackson arrivals, Greenwood arrivals, Monroe arrivals, Vicksburg arrivals. holding. You're going to have, obviously the LOAs, the letters of agreement, the SOP, the standard operating procedure. That's what you're going to be graded on. That's the rules. The LOAs are the rules. Okay. And so what I have for you, broken down to each week, and as I was developing it, I was hoping it was just going to be two pages, and you could print out, six of those for non-radar, six of those for radar, but it ended up being five pages long. That's how much information you're going to have to be able to show them that you understand. Okay? Five pages of seven different things to practice. So that comes out to, if my math is correct, 35 different things. I think it's 35 for non-radar and 34 for radar. 35 different things to practice. That is the daunting task that is ahead of you when you get to Oklahoma City. And so I'm going to make these things available to you in a PDF with some instructions and with some explanation of the abbreviations that I'm using for free. For free. No, you don't even have to send me your email. I'm going to put my phone number, my business phone number, in the notes. And for those of you that don't get notes, I'll give you my phone number at the end of the podcast. You can text me. The only thing I ask from you is that when you do text me, you let me know. Are you in non-radar? Are you in radar? Or are you not in Oklahoma City? It's all you have to put. And if you don't want to type out non-radar, just put NR. Radar for radar, NR for non-radar, and then, I don't know, just put not in Oklahoma City. Text me. I will text you back the file that is appropriate for where you are. Okay? And then if anything changes, and you end up, you were not in Oklahoma City, or you were in non-radar, and then you end up being in radar, or let me know before you get there. Send me another text and just put a different, the next thing that you need, and I'll send you the file. Okay? For free. I'm not asking anything, and the reason I'm saying, you can still email me if you want, and I'll send you the file. But text, I'm not going to get your name. I'm not going to look you up. I'm not going to look up your phone number. It's going to sound wrong, but I don't care. I don't care. I just want you guys to have this information. I want you guys to have this. And so the reason, and if you want to get one and print it out for your class, if you're already in Oklahoma City, by all means, do. I mean, it's going to be a bunch of pages if you print it out. I mean, 6 times 5 is 30 pages. So it's going to be 30 pages for non-radar, 30 pages for radar, just for one person. Okay? And then multiply that times your class. That's a lot of paper. I understand that. You don't necessarily, it'll be in PDF form. And if you have the right app, you can just do it on your phone or iPad or your computer and keep track of it. But one thing I want to say about this, it's not a contest. And if you do share it with your class, it's not a contest. It is for you to keep track of how you are doing as far as the things that you need to practice. It is for you to keep track. And it's for you to be able to just at a glance be able to go, I haven't practiced that thing yet in a few days. Okay? And so it's totally for you. Now, if you want, you can take a picture of it at the end of the week and text it back to me. If you want. It's not required or anything. And like I said, there's no name that's going to be associated with your phone number. And I'm not going to keep track of them. Okay? But I would love to see your progress. It's all about you making progress. It's not about you competing with anybody but yourself. You're the only person you're competing with when you're at the academy. It is just you versus you. It's not even you versus the FAA. It's you versus you. And so my goal with the activity tracker is to give you a visual way of looking at it and going, oh, you know, I haven't practiced, you know, barley departures in a while, in a few days. That's what I need to practice on. Okay? And so that's the whole purpose for this. And like I said, it's free. No strings. I'm not going to, you know, keep all your phone numbers and start sending you texts. That's not going to happen. And this isn't even going to be on the website at all. It's just between you and me and whoever you want to share this with. Share my phone number. Share my email with anyone who might be able to benefit from this. And I got to tell you, that part of my life, this activity tracker, I'm in a 12-week program. And it's business related, but it's a 12-week program to help me understand what I need to work on for that business. Okay? And so it's interesting to me that it's a 12-week program. The Academy, en route anyway, is a 12-week program. And so what I'm using the activity tracker each week, and I do have to send it in to the coach that I'm using, and he made it very clear, just like I tried to make it very clear, it's not a competition. It's not me against other people that are also taking this training. And it's not you versus anyone in your class or in any other class. This is about you becoming better. And what you have to understand about the Academy, whether it's Tower, whether it's En route, it's the same thing. Your goal is to practice each of these individual actions, each of these individual tasks, so much that you can't do the individual task wrong. You want to practice it until you get to where you do it correctly. The analogy I'll use is a lot of very good, if not even professional golfers, what they'll do is when they're on the putting green practicing putting, they'll practice different things, especially if they're trying to change their stroke a little bit. But every practice session, they will end with their coach placing five balls around one hole, and they're all about 5 feet from the hole. And the golfer has to make each of those five putts, or he doesn't go home. He keeps going. If he misses one of the putts, they put five more balls out in different spots. So it's not all the same putt every time. And so he has to make those five putts in order to go home. That's what we need to do with your practice. That's what you need to do with your practice. Get to the point where you can do each and every one of these tasks 5, 6, 7 times in a row without making a mistake, including the strip marking. It's not just phraseology, it's strip marking. Okay? if you get to that point where you can make each, you can do each of those tasks 5, 6, 7 times in a row, a few things are going to happen. Okay? Number one, you're going to know that you can do those things. That's number one. Number two is you're going to be able to do those things when it counts, when the pressure's on. And by practicing those things when there is no pressure, you cannot simulate the pressure that's going to be in the academy. But when you get to where you can do each of those tasks when there is no pressure, then there's a huge jump in the likelihood that you'll be able to do each of those things when there is pressure. Okay? And that confidence that you have, that confidence that you have is going to just start snowballing in a good way instead of snowballing in a negative way. Because when you start having that confidence and you go in and you run a problem in a scenario, whatever you want to call it, with confidence, you know, the people around you are going to take notice. And more importantly, you're going to take notice. And even if you make mistakes, because you will, even with that confidence, you're still going to make mistakes. Okay? That's what we do as controllers. It happens. And it's going to happen to you. But realize, and this is where these activity trackers, and even, to me, I'm kind of old school. I like to print them out. Because I like to have it in my hand. I like to see it. And I like to go, you know, I think there may be a reason why I missed that. Because I hadn't practiced it enough. I need to practice that. Okay? And this tracker will help you make sure that you're practicing everything that you need to practice. Okay? And so that's my goal, and that's why I want these things in your hands. I want these things on your iPads or your phones, your computers. And there's no charge, and there's no string. There will never be a string associated with these trackers. I promise you. That's how much I know that these things will help you. Okay? So, pardon me. So, how do you get them? I will say this: you can't go on the website and sign up for them. I'm not gonna have you deal with that. I would love to have you go to the website and look at some of the things that I have there, but this is not it. So, to get the activity tracker, you can email me at tomhaines@sidebysideatc.com if you want to email me. Let me know in the email where you are. You can just say not OKC, pre-OKC, whatever, you're not there yet. You can say non-radar, and you can say radar. You can even, NR for non-radar. It doesn't matter. Just let me know. And I will send you the appropriate tracker. And I'm going to have 3 different ones. Okay? And when I get the tower information, I'll have a couple for them. But you can send me an email, and I'll have that in the show notes. Or you can send me a text. And that text number, I'm just wanting to make sure, because I don't actually give out that number very often. But my business phone number is 817-233-8199. That's 817-233-8199, or in air traffic terms, 99er. Okay? Text me. Like I said, I'm not going to put you on a list. I'm not going to try and do any, research trying to figure out who you are, who's texting me. like I said, don't take this wrong, but I don't care. Not for this episode. I don't care. Okay? All I care about is you getting these trackers, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, 100%, that they will help you no matter which place you're at. And I'll go one step further. If you're at a CTI school and listening to these podcasts, text me and we'll figure out, text me or email me, and we'll figure out how to get you a weekly activity tracker that'll help you get through the program. Okay, that's going to take a little more back and forth, but I'm more than willing to help out with that. Or if you're at a CTI school, just let me know and let me know, hey, I'll take the non-radar one and I'll give you that. And then if you like, if you're, you know, if you like doing stuff like that, maybe you can adapt it to fit your own. That's what I did with my activity tracker. And I'm actually going to do it in another part of my life. You know, as far as the losing weight and some things that I'm doing for that. So, you know, these activity trackers are a great way of being intentional about each and every day and each and every week and be able to see how you're doing. And like I said, it's not a contest. It's not a contest. The only contest, if you want to call it that, that is involved is you versus you. And I know that each one of you want to become a better you and a better controller. And I 100% think that these trackers will help you accomplish that. Okay? So, thank you guys so much for listening. Another week of me going, and hopefully, like I said, hopefully these trackers can really kind of kickstart anything and any at any point that you're at. I know it's helping me in a couple of areas of my life where I'm starting to use them. And so I can't wait to see the results in my life. I can't wait to hear about the results. If you start using a tracker and it starts working for you, great. Let me know. You know, you can send me a text, send me an email saying, oh, thank you, Tom. Or you can send me a text or email saying, it doesn't work, Tom. I think you're crazy. Either one. Okay? But give it a shot. And thank you guys again for listening. And as I've said before many times, just don't try to go through this journey that you're on, trying to become an air traffic controller. It's an incredible journey. It's an incredibly difficult journey. The rewards are huge, and not just financially. The rewards are huge, but it's a difficult journey. Please don't try and do it on your own. Get some help. Enlist friends, family, loved ones. Enlist me if you need. Classmates, enlist as many people as you can, because it'll help. And if you ever need anything, you ever have a question, email me. Now you have my phone. Text me. I filter through calls. If you try and call me, leave me a message. I'll get back to you. Okay? But don't do it alone. Enlist someone's help to walk through this journey with you, side by side. And I'll see you again next week. Bye.